Lecture topic, Journey for Miraj, Part 1.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير وقال تعالى وإذ قلنا لك إن ربك أحاط بالناس وما جعلنا الرؤيا التي أريناك إلا فتنة للناس والشجرة الملعونة في القرآن ونخوفهم فما يزيدهم إلا طغيانا كبيرا وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الصلاة وما ملكت أيمانكم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable Ulama Ikram, respected brothers and elders, Allah Rabbul Izzat addressing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran makes mention إِنَّ فَضْلَهُ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ كَبِيرًا O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily the favor of your Lord upon you is great. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily the favor and the boon and the mercy of your Lord upon you is great. And Mi'raj is but one manifestation of this favor of Allah Ta'ala upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise the Quran makes mention, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَجَاهِدُهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we so desired, during your period and your era, we could have sent many prophets in every different locality and tribe, like we did in the previous nations. But if we divide your responsibility, then your reward will also be divided, and we don't want to divide your rewards. In Bayanul Quran, it is written, the wisdom why Allah did not send, under the commentary of this ayah, there were Nabi, a prophet was sent to a nation, the people from Madian who accepted Islam, the reward of that will go to Shuayb alayhi salam. The people who amongst Bani Israel who accepted Islam, the reward of that will go to Musa alayhi salam. However, from the time of Nabi alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah, any person accepting Islam and doing any act of righteousness, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will benefit from that act. So Allah had intended that the reward of the Nabi of Allah is not divided. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting and he had extreme fever. So Nabi alayhi salam said, "Inni." One sahabi came in and said, "Innaka tu'aku wa'kan shadida." O Nabi of Allah, it looks like you have severe fever. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inni u'aku kama yu'aku rajulani minkum." Yes, you are correct, O my sahabi. In fact, I suffer the fever the two of you suffer. The agony and the pain, we know when a person experiences an ordinary fever, how lethargic, how lame he becomes. The fever the two of you experience, that is the fever I go through. The sahabi was very intelligent and immediately he told Nabi alayhi salam, was very prompt with his answer. He said, correct, O Nabi of Allah, you suffer the fever of two, but you enjoy the reward of two also. Nabi alayhi salam smiled and said, correct, O my sahabi. So brothers, Mi'raj is but one manifestation of the favor of Allah Ta'ala upon Nabi alayhi salam, that Allah endowed and favored the Nabi of Allah with the physical ascension to the heavens and wallah beyond the heavens. The ulama have written, historians have narrated, that in essence there are two qualities which Allah Ta'ala favored Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, which no other prophet enjoyed. One in this world and one in akhirat. The favor in this world which the Nabi of Allah enjoyed was the physical ascension to the heavens and beyond. And this favor was not granted and afforded to any Nabi prior to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Furthermore, Allah favored Nabi alayhi salam with shafa'at, and that is the supreme intercession, when Nabi alayhi salam will intercede on behalf of humanity in its entirety on the day of Qiyamah. So in this world, the Nabi of Allah was more senior, and Allah favored him in relation to Mi'raj. And in Akhirat, his favor will be manifest at that time. عَسَىٰ أَن يَبَعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا عَسَىٰ أَن يَبَعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. When Allah will place Nabi alayhi salam on the praised platform. Mawlana Idris Kandalwi rahmatullah alayhi writes the wisdom why Allah favored Nabi alayhi salam with this too. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam humbled himself before Allah, so Allah elevated him to the heavens. And Nabi alayhi salam humbled himself with the creation, so Allah gave him the opportunity that you will now intercede on behalf of the entire creation. With regards to the Nabi of Allah's humbleness to Allah, Allahumma ja'alni fi ayni saghira wa fi a'yuni an-nasi kabira. Oh Allah, make me humble in my eyes. Oh Allah, make me humble. There are two things. While humbleness is desired, at the same time there is the human quality of self-esteem. And no person wants to sacrifice his self-esteem. So each man wants to preserve self-esteem, and many a times in the process we develop pride. Let's look at the balance in the prophetic teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Allah, make me humble in your eyes. So I don't consider myself to be anything, yet make it that people revere me and honor me. On the contrary, we consider ourselves to be superior and people have no regard for us. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was totally humble before Allah, and Allah favored him with Mi'raj. And then Nabi alayhi salam was humble with the creation. وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَإِنْ عَصَوْكَ فَقُلْ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And humble yourself before the believers. There is a riwayat where one person came in the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was captured by the awe of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He was pulsating and he was breathing very heavily. نُصِرْتُ بِالرَّعْبِ مَسِيرَةَ شَهْرٍ. Nabi alayhi salam says, Allah had favored me with divine awe, that an enemy advancing towards me from the distance of 1 month, he will feel a tremor in his heart out of my awe. So when this person came in the presence of Nabi alayhi salam, Nabi alayhi salam said, هَوِّنْ عَلَيْكَ فَإِنَّمَا أَنَبْنُ إِمْرَأَةٍ مِّنْ قُرَيْشٍ تَأْكُلُ الْقَدِيدِ. Take it easy, calm down. Why are you breathing so heavy? I am an ordinary woman, I am an ordinary man of a simple woman who used to eat dry meat. Who am I? Yet this is that very man whom even Jibreel says I cannot journey beyond. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِّنَ الْمَسْجِدِ. That Allah takes the Nabi of Allah in a portion of a night. Yet the Nabi of Allah introduces, what is the CV? What is the CV of Nabi alayhi salam? I am a simple man of an ordinary woman. تَأْكُلُ الْقَدِيدِ. أَنَا أَكُلُ كَمَا يَأْكُلُ الْعَبْدُ. I eat like how a slave eats before his master. Mawlana mentioned yesterday we came back from Malawi. Wallah brothers, at our doorstep people are living in abject poverty. We had the opportunity to go into some rural areas to examine those organizations that are funding them, and alhamdulillah people are memorizing the Quran. I swear by Allah, you will have no option but to be reduced to tears. When you will find people, when you will drive on that road, it would be difficult to fathom that there are people living on the other end of this road. Yet when you get there, Allahu Akbar, a man living in a hut, safely I can say our child's playroom is more fancy, more elaborate, and more bigger in size than that man's entire house. The students were waiting there. I came forward. They were brought 115 sipara hafiz, 120, 125. It was extremely hot. There was no fan, no water. Sitting there on the floor, no carpet, absolutely nothing of luxury. Yet content. We passed by one man sitting outside his hut who had his goats in front of him. Extremely hot, but there was a broad smile on his face. من أصبح منكم معافا في جسده آمنا في سربه عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافيرها أي جمعت له بتمامها. He who gets up in the morning with shelter above him, a plateau of food before him, safe and sound in his environment. The Nabi of Allah says, you got up in such a way as though Allah has divinely, exclusively favored you with the good of the entire world. Wallah, today the ordinary person in this ummah enjoys such privileges which the kings did not enjoy in the past. Nabi alayhi salam says, I eat like how a slave eats. Ana la akulu muttaki'an. Never in my life do I recline and eat. Never in my life do I recline and eat. That was the humbleness of Nabi alayhi salam. And in relation to that humbleness, Allah ta'ala favored him with this great opportunity. To study the incident of Mi'raj in particular, perhaps it would be opportune to just rewind little prior to the incident of Mi'raj to give us a glimpse of Islamic history. Turn the pages of history, the 10th year of Nabuwat, the 10th year of the prophethood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ammul Huzn, the year of sadness and sorrow, where after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes out of the gorge of Abu Talib, when Nabi alayhi salam, accompanied by his sahaba, his honorable consort, our mother Sayyidatina Khadija radiallahu anha, who was subjected to a host of atrocities at the hands of kuffar. And the Nabi of Allah patiently endured whatever challenges came upon him. He barely exits out of the valley of Abu Talib. And within days after this tragedy that had come upon Nabi alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah is then faced with another challenge and he loses one of his greatest support, shoulders and pillars of support, none other than his beloved and honorable uncle Abu Talib. He barely sighs with relief, or he barely sighs the pain and the agony after coming out of Abu Talib, the valley of Abu Talib, then faced with the death of his uncle. And within days after the death of Abu Talib, he loses his wife Sayyidatina Khadija radiallahu anha. That is why historians refer to this year as Ammul Huzn, the year of deep sorrow, the year of intense testing in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Talib, that uncle who defended the position of Nabi alayhi salam, Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha, that wife of Nabi alayhi salam that consoled him. Abu Talib was very beloved to Nabi alayhi salam and he continuously defended the position of Nabi alayhi salam. He was present at the fatal moments and at the last moments of the death of Abu Talib. Nabi alayhi salam told him, "Oh Abu Talib, recite the kalima and I will defend you in the court of Allah." Abu Jahl was present at that time and Abu Jahl told him, "Oh Abu Talib, do not abandon the faith of your forefathers at this critical moment of death." Nabi alayhi salam encouraged him and exhorted him. But ultimately the plan of Allah in his taqweeni system knows best. Abu Talib does not recite the kalima and he passes away. Nabi alayhi salam says, I will continue invoking Allah to pardon my late uncle for his kindness until and unless Allah sends divine revelation to prohibit me from asking forgiveness on his behalf. Hence after the demise, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, O Nabi of Allah, what do I do with my late father and your uncle? Nabi alayhi salam says, dispose of the body. And then the Nabi of Allah made dua that, O Allah, pardon my uncle. The verses were revealed. مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. It is not becoming of a prophet nor of the believers to seek forgiveness on behalf of their relatives who died as disbelievers. Immediately the Nabi of Allah then terminated and he stopped asking forgiveness. The verse was revealed, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Verily, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot guide whomsoever you wish. In fact, you do not even know who will be guided, never mind guiding them. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. You cannot guide whomsoever you wish, and neither is it in your knowledge who will be guided. It is only in the knowledge of Allah. Those that opposed Islam in the initial stages, in the latter part of Islam, then became radiyallahu anhum. In Bukhari Sharif, Babu Qissati Abi Talib, Abbas radiyallahu anhu tells Nabi alayhi salam, مَا أَغْنَيْتَ عَنْ عَمِّكَ. O Nabi of Allah, the perception is that your uncle has done so much for you, yet you haven't aided him and assisted him in any way. To what avail have you come on behalf of your uncle while he defended you in many ways? Nabi alayhi salam said, O Abbas radiyallahu anhu, Abu Talib suffers the least punishment in Jahannam. وَلَوْلَا أَنَا لَكَانَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. And if it wasn't for me, he would suffer the worst punishment. O Abbas, the principle of Allah, whoever dies is ascribing partners with Allah. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Inevitably, he will have to stay in Jahannam. But it is because of me, he suffers the least punishment. Otherwise, he would suffer the worst punishment. So Abu Talib passes away. In Ruh al-Ma'ani, Allama Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, under the commentary of this ayat, writes, and this is something noteworthy. I quote what he has written in Ruh al-Ma'ani, that one should not engage himself unnecessarily in the discussion of the kufr of Abu Talib, because there are chances this will cause discomfort to the heart of Nabi alayhi salam. In Ruh al-Ma'ani, this is written under the commentary of this ayah, that unnecessarily one should not debate and discuss and hold lengthy discussions that Abu Talib did not accept Islam. Taba'an, it could cause pain to the heart of Nabi alayhi salam. So this great pillar of support, Nabi alayhi salam comes out of from the valley of Abu Talib, and Nabi alayhi salam is faced with this challenge. Within days after that, he loses his wife Khadija radiyallahu anha. Brothers, I don't want to digress into the honorable consorts of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, and how beloved Khadija radiallahu anha was. Just few outstanding things in the life of Khadija radiallahu anha. Number one, she is the only wife of Nabi alayhi salam that enjoys the privilege of being the only wife in his wedlock. When she was married to Nabi alayhi salam, Nabi alayhi salam had no other wives. That's the first privilege of Khadija radiallahu anha. She is the first wife of Nabi alayhi salam. When she was in the nikah of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, this relation remained for 25 years. No other wife enjoys this favor. Nabi alayhi salam gets married to Khadija radiallahu anha at the age of 25, and Khadija radiallahu anha passes away at the age of 50, 10 years after Prophet would. The other Azwaj Mutahharat that come in the wedlock of Nabi alayhi salam, they all share the last 13 years of Nabi alayhi salam. Hence Khadija radiallahu anha is the only wife that enjoys the privilege of being in the company of Nabi alayhi salam for 25 years exclusively. Aina ummi, Fatima radiallahu anha says, O Nabi of Allah, where is my mother Khadija? Nabi alayhi salam said, in the highest abode of Jannat. Aisha radiallahu anha says, O Nabi of Allah, will you stop discussing Khadija? Qad abdalaka Allahu khayran minha. Allah has replaced you with a young girl in place of an elderly woman, making reference to herself on behalf of Khadija radiallahu anha. Nabi alayhi salam says, no, Aisha, don't ever make that statement. Kanat wa kanat, Khadija was something else. Nabi alayhi salam then loses Khadija radiallahu anha. We are talking of problems, brothers. Wallah, I don't know, have the problems multiplied on this ummah, or has the ability of resisting problems weakened in this ummah? Life has become such that over trivial things, ala mawtun yuba'u fa ashtarihi fa hadha al-aishu ma la khayra fihi. I wonder if I can die, I'm fed up with life. اب تو گبرا کے یہ کہتے ہیں کہ مر جائیں گے مر کے بھی چین نہ پایا تو کدھر جائیں گے. Now out of frustration you say, I wish I die. My question to you is, my brother, onwards also if you suffer in the grave, what's the answer? Aisha radiallahu anha loses the Nabi of Allah. Within days after it, she loses her brother Abdul Rahman. In Mishkat Sharif, first volume, under the chapter Babu Dafni al-Mayyit, on the authority of Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Mulaika, the couplets of Aisha radiallahu anha mention, she loses Nabi alayhi salam, in days after it, she loses her brother. وَكُنَّا كَنَدْمَا نَيْجَزِيمَةَ حِقْبَةً مِنَ الدَّهْرِ حَتَّى قِيلَ لَنْ يَتَصَدَّعَا فَلَمَّا تَفَرَّقْنَا كَأَنِّي وَمَالِكَا لِتُولِجِ تِمَاعٍ لَمْ نَبِتْ لَيْلَةً مَعَا. She says, my brother and myself, Abdul Rahman and me, we were so close. We were like the ministers of Jazima that ruled together for 40 years, that at times the thought would cross that we would never be separated. But death came and inevitably separated us. So after this year, the Nabi of Allah returns. This happened either in the month of Ramadan or Shawwal. Nabi alayhi salam loses Abu Talib. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam loses Khadija radiallahu anha. And this had caused a lot of pain to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He then decided, I'm on focus, brothers, drawing you closer to Mi'raj, so that you can comprehend the wisdom of Mi'raj, the physical ascension that Allah had favored his Nabi. Just look at what had happened prior to that. Nabi alayhi salam then decides to go to Taif and to speak to the influential people in Taif, because they had great pull amongst the people, the likes of Mas'ud and Habib and others. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to Taif, we have read the story and heard it repeatedly. He was laughed at, he was scoffed at, and the Nabi of Allah was disrespected. And then he came out of Taif. With him was Zayd ibn Haritha radiyallahu anhu, who in defending Nabi alayhi salam hurt himself extensively. When he came out, he made the dua. Mawlana Idris Kandalwi rahmatullah alayhi writes, "What doubt can a man have in the acceptance of that dua, which is the dua of a Nabi? Coupled with that as a traveler. Coupled with that, he was oppressed. And number four, he was desperate. All the opportunities of the acceptance of dua. Allah accept the dua of a Nabi. Allah accept the dua of a traveler. Allah accept the dua of an oppressed. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوء." And Allah responds to the call of the desperate. And then the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, إِلَى مَنْ تَكِلُنِي إِلَى بَعِيدٍ يَتَجَهَّمُنِي أَمْ إِلَى عَدُوٍ مَلَّكْتَهُ أَمْرِي. Oh Allah, to whom have you entrusted me? I have no problem with all the difficulties I've encountered, and I've been humbled on your name. غَيْرَ أَنَّ عَافِيَتَكَ هِيَ أَوْسَعُ لِي. However, your mercy and your kindness is more encompassing. The Nabi of Allah then comes out and takes shelter in the garden of Utbah ibn Shaybah and Rabi'ah ibn Shaybah. When they look at the pitiful condition of Nabi alayhi salam, they were also moved by sentiments, and they send their slave Addas. Addas comes in the presence of Nabi alayhi salam, presents a platter of angur and a platter of grapes before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salam loves it, and he says, "Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim." So Addas was very astonished, astounded. What are these words? Nabi alayhi salam says, "I am a Muslim and I am the Nabi of Allah, and this is how we, before eating, we take the name of Allah." Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, "Who are you, Addas?" He said, "I am the slave of the owner of this garden." "Where do you come from?" "I come from Nainwa." Nainwa is close to Mosul, which is north of Iraq. Nabi alayhi salam says, "Oh, you come from that place where the great friend of Allah, Yunus alayhi salam, had been sent." So he says, "Correct, that it was the place where Allah had sent Yunus alayhi salam." وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. So he asked Nabi alayhi salam, "How do you know Yunus?" Nabi alayhi salam says, "I am a Nabi and he is a Nabi and we are brothers." He accepts Islam there and there. And then he goes back to his master. When he comes back, his master says, "Wallahi ja'a bighayri wajhi alladhi dhahab." "I swear by Allah, this man has come with a different face, he has accepted Islam." Nevertheless, the Nabi of Allah then leaves from there. Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu says, "Oh Nabi of Allah, how do we go back into Makkah? After all, the Meccans had compelled you to leave Makkah. How are you going to go back into Makkah?" Nabi alayhi salam says, "Zayd, inshallah, put your trust in Allah. Allah will open some avenue." Nabi alayhi salam comes and then encamps outside Makkah, and he sends an envoy, asks Akhnas bin Shuraik, who was the leader amongst the kuffar, if I can enter into Makkah on his shelter, if he can extend his shelter to me so that I can come, so that nobody harasses me. Akhnas bin Shuraik declines and he flatly refuses. Perhaps if you want to know who Akhnas bin Shuraiq is, reference to him is made in this ayat of Surah Baqarah in the second juz. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ. Amongst the people are those who come to you and in a very eloquent way express their love to you. There are many people in the world that are chanting noble slogans, yet when you analyze the very life, وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ. Allah says, do not be deceived by his verbal commitment. He is the very evil oppressor. There's no one more evil than him. There are many people that are making noble slogans, who want to liberate the countries of the world and do this and that. Yet look at the atrocities that people are suffering at their hands. Akhnas bin Shuraik was one of the likes in the time of Nabi alayhi salam. He refuses. Nabi alayhi salam then sends an envoy to Suhail ibn Amr. Suhail ibn Amr refuses. Nabi alayhi salam is waiting outside. Outside Makkah, his own birthplace. And he's not given access into that own land of Makkah. Allahu Akbar. He then sends an envoy to Mut'im ibn Adi. Mut'im ibn Adi extends his hospitality and he says, come O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tells his son, stand up and you will now walk on the right. I will walk on the left and no man will harass Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salam then comes at the Kaaba, kisses the Hajr Aswad and then makes tawaf. Zayd ibn Harith radiallahu anhu is with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this journey. Mufassirin write at this juncture After the Nabi of Allah returned from Mi'raj, after the Nabi of Allah returned from Ta'if, no stone was left unturned in persecuting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He had humbled himself in the court of Allah to the lowest level. It was now that moment that Allah had decided in His divine wisdom that Allah is going to favor Nabi alayhi salam with this physical ascension. Hence we go direct to the point of Mi'raj for which you and I have converged and congregated here. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, on the riwayat of Umm Hani radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says, I was at the house of Umm Hani radiyallahu anha, and I was sleeping, and the roof split. Jibreel and Mikael descended. In the splitting of the roof, there were subtle implications that your chest will split very soon. I was then taken to the Haram Sharif, where Shakka Sadr took place. My blessed chest was split. Ulama write that the blessed chest of Nabi alayhi salam was split four times. Shakka Sadr took place in the life of Nabi alayhi salam four times. One when he was a young child, as a toddler, as a sibling, when he was in the custody of Sayyidatina Halima radiyallahu anha, and he went out grazing the sheep. With him there were many other children. Two malaika came, put him on the floor, split his chest, his mubarak heart was taken, washed and placed back inside. The children that were playing came running. They said, oh Halima Sa'diya, our Qurayshi brother is going through some pain. Some strangers have come and this is what has happened to him. The second happens at the age of 10 on the riwayat of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that Jibreel and Mikael, physically, brothers, physically, the heart and the chest of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was split. Today when a person has a bypass, when technology and physicians and competent medical people come and do it, this is the will of Allah, the command of Allah, the decree of Allah. The blessed chest of Nabi alayhi salam is split. Again the Mubarak heart of Nabi alayhi salam is taken out. That very heart, عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. Upon which comes the divine word of Allah. Then prior to revelation on the third instance, the chest is split and the heart is taken out. And likewise now on the occasion of Mi'raj, in the hikam and the wisdom, ulama have explained, at the age of four, when Nabi alayhi salam was in the custody of Halima radiyallahu anha, and his mubarak chest was split and his heart was taken out, at that time his heart was cleansed from the very element of sin and vice, and it was removed from the heart of Nabi alayhi salam totally. It was rooted out that this person, this human, this Nabi, like other prophets, will never ever sin. Hence the element of sin was taken out from the heart of Nabi alayhi salam in his very tender age at four. Going on to the next one, at the age of 10, when a child enters the phase of amusement and entertainment, lahwa and la'ib, يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَهُوَ وَلَعِبُ. At that time his heart was split, his chest was split, the heart was taken out and cleansed of entertainment, of playing, of amusement. You will not find the Nabi of Allah spending time in playing. In fact, never mind the Nabi of Allah, reference in this ayat, in Surah Maryam, Ya Yahya khudhil kitaba biquwa wa ataynahu al-hukma sabiyya. Allah said, we favored Yahya alayhi salam with divine wisdom in his tender age. Mullah Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahmatullah alayhi, and likewise other mufassirin have written, he was young in his age and the children told him, oh Yahya, come let's go and play. So Yahya alayhi salam at the age of four said, Allah has not created us to play. Wallah, today a man at the age of 40 cannot say it on a Sunday when he's looking at his golf stick. Yahya alayhi salam said, Allah has not created us for playing. At the age of 40, when the blessed chest of Nabi alayhi salam was split, this was now to contain and to bear the mammoth and the colossal task of revelation. وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. That heavy mammoth task of prophethood. So the heart was once again purified. In the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, first volume prior to revelation, وَحُبِّبَ إِلَيْهِ الْخَلَىٰ. And seclusion was made beloved to Nabi alayhi salam prior to revelation. The first chapter with which Imam Bukhari commences his authentic compilation, بَابُ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّا أُوحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ كَمَا أُوحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ نُوحٍ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. And of course at this instance, the heart was taken out, washed, to now bear the magnificent, the grandeur of Allah and the many signs that Allah was to show Nabi alayhi salam on this journey of Mi'raj. لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. So coming back to the point, the Nabi of Allah says, I was taken to the Haram Sharif, My chest was split, my heart was taken out, washed with Zamzam water, placed back inside, and then there was a platter of gold in which there was wisdom and there was iman. This was then placed into my chest and into my heart. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the buraq was then brought in a portion of the night. Subhanalladhi asra. Asra, analyze the Arabic grammar of the word. First chapter with which Imam Bukhari commences his authentic compilation, Babu qawli Allahi ta'ala, inna awhayna ilayka kama awhayna ila Nuhi wa nabiyyina min ba'di. And of course, at this instance, the heart was taken out, washed, to now bear the magnificent of the grandeur of Allah and the many signs that Allah was to show Nabi alayhi salam on this journey of Mi'raj. لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. So coming back to the point, the Nabi of Allah says, I was taken to the Haram Sharif, my chest was split, my heart was taken out, washed with Zamzam water, placed back inside, and then there was a platter of gold in which there was wisdom and there was iman. This was then placed into my chest and into my heart. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the buraq was then brought in a portion of the night. Subhanalladhi asra. Asra, analyze the Arabic grammar of the word asra. Asra in Arabic means to travel in the night. And then Allah brings the word laylan, in which there is nakira. These are Arabic terminologies which can explain. Laylan here refers to a portion of the night. Otherwise, asra itself means traveling in the night. Wa uhayna ila Musa an asri bi ibadi. So in a portion of the night, this is happening. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the buraq was brought فوق الحمار دون البغلي, slightly bigger than a donkey and smaller than a mule. Buraq in Bayhaqi, the riwayat appears derived either from the word bariq or barq. Bariq meaning white and bright, and in relation to the color of the buraq, a winged horse which was bright, that is why it was called buraq. Or the other meaning barq, which means lightning, and that is in relation to its trotting and its gallop was as far as the eye could see. Another hadith comes to mind, Ibn Abi Dunya has made mention of it, and likewise it's in Targhib and Tarheeb on the authority of Ali radiallahu anhu, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَشَّدَرَ. In Jannat there is one tree, يَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَعْلَاهَا حُلَلْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلِهَا خَيْلٌ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ مُسَرَّجَةٌ وَمُلَجَّمَةٌ مِّنْ دُرٍّ وَيَاقُوتٍ لَا تَرُوثُ وَلَا تَبُولُ خَطْوُهَا مَدُّ الْبَصَرِ يَرْكَبُهَا أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَطِيرُ بِهِمْ حَيْثُ شَاءُوا فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَسْفَلَ مِنْهُمْ دَرَجَةً يَا رَبِّ بِمَا بَلَغَ عِبَادُكَ هَذِهِ الْكَرَامَةَ كُلَّهَا. Nabi alayhi salam says, in Jannat there is one tree. Allah make us amongst the dwellers of Jannat. Say Ameen, brothers. There is such a tree. From the top portion of this tree will come out garments of Jannat. From the lower portion of this tree will come out the horses of Jannat. These horses are such, لا تروث ولا تبول, free of urine and stool. Nabi alayhi salam says, the reins of this horse will be gold and it will be studded with pearls and rubies. فَيَرْكَبُهَا أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ. The gallop of this horse will be as far as the eye can see, and this is what which I tie it with the buraq. Nevertheless, the dwellers of Jannat will mount onto this horse. فَتَطِيرُ بِهِمْ حَيْثُ شَاءُ. They will merrily fly in the gardens of Jannat. Those beneath these people will look at them with desire, stretching an envious eye. يَا رَبِّ بِمَا بَلَغَ عِبَادُكَ هَذِهِ الْكَرَامَةَ كُلَّهَا. Oh Allah, on what grounds have you afforded these servants with these winged horses? They can fly around in Jannat. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعْدَهُ وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضَ نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. Allah will give four answers. Come, I tell you why he has the horse and you deprived. كَانُوا يُصَلُّونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَكُنْتُمْ تَنَامُونَ وَكَانُوا يَصُومُونَ وَكُنْتُمْ تَأْكُلُونَ وَكَانُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ وَكُنْتُمْ تُجْبِنُونَ وَكَانُوا يُنْفِقُونَ وَكُنْتُمْ تَبْخُلُونَ. They used to disturb their nights and communicate with me in the dead of night. Your sleep was too beloved to you. أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ. Allah speaks about tahajjud. They used to perform tahajjud, you used to sleep. Number two, كَانُوا يَصُومُونَ وَكُنْتُمْ تَأْكُلُونَ. They fasted not only in Ramadan but throughout the year. Your food was too beloved, you could not part with your delicious meal for my pleasure. They used to abstain from food and drink from dawn to dusk. just not in Ramadan, but throughout the year occasionally, upholding and revering the moments that the Nabi of Allah fasted. On the grounds of that, they enjoy this. Number three, they used to strive in the path of Allah. You were cowards, you couldn't part with your wife and children. Number four, they used to spend in the path of Allah, you hoarded your wealth. Nevertheless, the Nabi of Allah says, I mounted onto Buraq. The Buraq started jostling and jumping. Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam then addressed the Buraq and said, do you know, never have you been honored with such a noble personality. It comes in the riwayat, immediately the Buraq then calmed down. With reference to Tafsir al-Bayhaqi, mention is made that other Anbiya had also mounted the Buraq. Of course, they had not gone to the physical ascension and had not gone to Mi'raj, but other prophets had also mounted upon the Buraq. Nabi alayhi salam says, this journey commences. Some riwayats suggest that the Nabi of Allah sat in front. Jibreel Amin was the radif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sitting behind. Allahu Akbar. Can we imagine? Jibreel Amin, the greatest of angels. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest of humans. The conveyance arranged by Allah. The journey coming to Allah. The combination of nurun ala nur. Allah, no words can describe, no fathom, no comprehend, no perceive, no understand the fortune of this Nabi. Nabi alayhi salam says, we commenced our journey, our spiritual journey. We came to a certain place. We descended. Jibreel Amin told me to dismount. I dismounted. Jibreel Amin told me, perform 2 rakat salah. I performed 2 rakat salah. I then mounted back onto the horse. Jibreel Amin told me, do you know where we halted? Do you know this place where you dismounted? I answered in the negative and I said, no, I'm not familiar where we are. Jibreel Amin then told me, this is Yathrib. This is Yathrib. Brothers, the greater portion of my talk is based on reference of Tafsir, Sirat al-Mustafa by Mawlana Idris Kandalwi rahmatullah alayh, a prolific author and a great scholar who has also compiled a Tafsir. Jibreel Amin told me, this is Yathrib, which was the former name of Madina Munawwara, and this is where you will migrate, this is your Darul Hijra, this is where ultimately you will come and you will make Hijrat. So I was astonished and I took this Madina Munawwara, after all, like the poet says, إِلَهِ نَجِّنِي مِن كُلِّ ضِيقٍ فَأَنْتَ إِلَهُنَا مَوْلَى الْجَمِيعِ إِلَهِ نَجِّنِي مِن كُلِّ ضِيقٍ فَأَنْتَ إِلَهُنَا مَوْلَى الْجَمِيعِ وَهَبْ لِي فِي الْمَدِينَةِ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَرِزْقًا ثُمَّ دَفْنًا فِي الْبَقِيعِ. Oh Allah, save me from every calamity and every catastrophe. Indeed, you are my guardian and the guardian of humanity. Allah, هَبْ لِي فِي الْمَدِينَةِ مُسْتَقَرًّا. Favor me with an abode in the city of Medina. وَرِزْقًا. And then provide me with sustenance in Medina. ثُمَّ دَفْنًا فِي الْبَقِيعِ. Then ultimately make me among the fortunate souls who lie beneath the soil of Medina. Say Ameen, brothers. إِلَهِ نَجِّنِي مِن كُلِّ ضِيقٍ فَأَنْتَ إِلَهُنَا مَوْلَى الْجَمِيعِ وَهَبْ لِي فِي الْمَدِينَةِ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَرِزْقًا ثُمَّ دَفْنًا فِي الْبَقِيعِ. I then mounted and we resumed our journey. Again, we came to a point, we descended, I dismounted, I performed 2 rakat salah. We learn from this, at momentous occasions, blessed places, salah has to be observed and performed. We are traveling, we come to a masjid, we come to any place. This is the correct way how we respect, we perform 2 rakat salah. I dismounted, I performed 2 rakat salah. Jibreel again then posed the same question, do you know where we are? I said, no. Jibreel Amin then told me, this is Mount Sinai. And this is the precise location where Allah communicated with Musa alayhi salam. And this is Buq'ayyam Mubarakah, the blessed land, which the Quran makes mention. فَلَمَّا قَضَى مُوسَى الْأَجَلَ وَسَارَ بِأَهْلِهِ آنَسَ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ نَارًا قَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا. This is the precise location. Alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity, we traveled to Egypt. And we traveled 500 km from Cairo. We went to Mount Sinai. And Alhamdulillah, on camelback, we ascended this mountain for 3 hours. 3 hours, we climbed this mountain on camelback. Finally, we got to the zenith of the mountain, according to the guides that had taken us, at the precise location where Allah communicated with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salam says, we then mounted and we resumed. We came to a third location, dismounted, performed 2 rakat salah. The same question was posed, I answered in the negative. Jibreel Amin told me, this is Baytul Laham. This is Madian. This is Madian where Allah Ta'ala sent Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa ila Madiyana afahum Shu'ayba, who of course is the father-in-law of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, we mounted and resumed. The fourth instance where we halted and I performed 2 rakat salah, this was Baytul Laham, which in English they refer to it as Bethlehem, which was the point of the birth of Isa alayhi salam, Jesus. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's birth took place at this location, and this is where I performed two rakat salah. In fact, in another ayat of the Quran, in the 18th juz, in the first quarter in Surah Mu'min, Allah makes reference also about this year. وَجَعَلْنَا بْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأُمَّهُ آيَةً وَجَعَلْنَا بْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأُمَّهُ آيَةً وَآوَيْنَاهُمَا إِلَىٰ رَبْوَةٍ ذَاتِ قَرَارٍ وَمَعِينٍ. That just as Fir'aun was after Musa, there was another king that was after Isa alayhi salam. And Allah gave him shelter on the zenith of one mountain. In Tafsir al-Uthmani, among the many narrations that I may mention, one narration is that this was the precise location where his mother gave birth to him, and this was Bethlehem, Baytul Laham. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we continued this part of the journey. Then we were traveling, and at a distance, this is happening in a portion of a night, a spiritual journey. I seen some people at a distance greeting me. Jibreel Amin said, don't even look, just ignore them and carry on. So I took the advice and I didn't even turn my gaze, not right nor left, and I continued. Again, as we advanced, a second person started greeting me and he started attracting my attention. Again, Jibreel said, ignore and just look forward. I ignored and I continued. On the third instance, a group greeted me. Assalamu alayka ya awwal. Assalamu alayka ya akhir. Assalamu alayka ya hashir. Jibreel Amin said, turn towards them and answer their greetings. I turned and I said, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Jibreel Amin said, do you know who the first, the second and the third was? I answered in the negative. Jibreel Amin said, the first one that greeted you, that was an elderly woman, and that is the world. And you've seen how old she is, that is the lifespan left of this world. The couplets of Ali radiallahu anhu, tu'ammilu fi dunya qaleelan, tu'ammilu fi dunya tawilan, wa la tadri idha janna laylun hal ta'ishu ila al-fajri. فَكَمْ مِنْ صَحِيحٍ مَاتَ مِنْ غَيْرِ عِلَّةٍ وَكَمْ مِنْ عَلِيلٍ عَاشَ دَهْرًا إِلَى دَهْرِ وَكَمْ مِنْ فَتًى يُمْسِي وَيُصْبِحُ آمِنًا وَقَدْ نُسِجَتْ أَكْفَانُهُ وَهُوَ لَا يَدْرِ. I wish, brothers, you could comprehend this in Arabic, the couplets of Ali radiallahu anhu. تُؤَمِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا طويل. My brother, you are very ambitious in this world, yet when the night sets upon you, you don't know if you'll make it to dawn. فَكَمْ مِنْ صَحِيحٍ مَاتَ مِنْ غَيْرِ عِلَّةٍ. How many healthy, fit people passed away without any apparent medical reason? وَكَمْ مِنْ عَلِيلٍ عَاشَ دَهْرًا إِلَىٰ دَهْرِ. And how many terminally sick people lived on for decades? وَكَمْ مِنْ فَتًى يُمْسِي وَيُصْبِحُ آمِنًا. And how many youth, oh my youth, that have gathered here in the hundreds? وَكَمْ مِنْ فَتَنْ يُمْسِي وَيُصْبِحُ آمِنًا. And how many youth get up in the morning, planning a day of disobedience, rebelling and transgressing Allah, least knowing the grave has been dug and the coffin has been sown. وَقَدْ نُسِجَتْ أَكْفَانُهُ وَهُوَ لَا يَدْرِي. لَنَا خَتُّ وَلِلْأَيَّامِ خَتُّ وَبَيْنَهُمَا مُخَالَفَةُ الْمِدَادِ. أتبني بناء الخالدين وإنما مقامك فيها لو عقلت قليل لقد كان في ظل الإراك كفاية لمن كان فيها يعتريه رحيل ترجو البقاء بدار لا بقاء لها وهل سمعت بظل غير منتقل. أتبني بناء الخالدين. Are you building a palace of eternity wherein you are to dwell for a few days? In fact, my brother, the shade of a tree would have sufficed for how short your life is. لقد كان في ظل الإراك كفاية. In fact, the shade of a tree would have been enough. The second person that tried to attract your attention was Shaitan. That was Shaitan was trying to beguile you and mislead you and gain your attention. And the third person, and the third group, that was the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. That was Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. According to one riwayat, the Anbiya came to receive Nabi alayhi salam on this journey at different locations. Hence, there's no contradiction in the narrations. You receive the man at the airport, and then immediately you come back home, so when he arrives at your house, you first to receive him. You will find that this is the similar thing that had happened on the journey of Mi'raj. Nabi alayhi salam says, these Anbiya greeted me. One riwayat says, I passed by the grave of Musa, he was performing salah. And yet the Nabi of Allah meets him on the heaven. We also travel from point A to point B to receive our guests. We do it by means of transport made by man. This was divine arrangements that Allah had made, that the prophets, while congregating at Baytul Muqaddas, also are on the heavens to receive Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We continue, we come by a group of people, يَخْمِشُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ, who had long nails and they were scratching their faces. I asked Jibreel, who are this? Some narrations suggest this happened before the ascension of the heavens. Some narrations suggest this happened after ascending. However, there is consensus that these incidents are authentic. The difference is at its location, be it on the earth or the heavens. The preferred verdict, however, being on earth prior to ascension. I asked Jibreel, who are these people? Jibreel said, these are those people who are involved in ghibat, backbiting and slandering. This is their penalty. Under the commentary of this ayat, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. That when every man will present before Allah, Allah will put his actions, his amal around his neck. And then his book will be presented before him. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi quotes a riwayat on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umama radiyallahu anhu, that one man will come before Allah. His book of deeds will be opened before him. Allah will ask him, you can go through and scan whatever has been written. After he will look at it and see what Allah has recorded, Allah will ask him, has any injustice been attributed to you in what has been recorded? He will answer, no Allah. Allah will ask him, whatever good, whatever wrong you did, is it recorded? He will say, yes. Allah will ask him, whatever good you have done, is it recorded? He will say, Allah, with utmost respect, there are certain noble deeds which I have performed, I don't find written. Allah will say, you are correct, I had erased them from your account because of backbiting. Allah will say, you are correct, I have given you the reference of this hadith, I have erased. Brothers, we barely have very little in the court of Allah. Let us not further jeopardize our position with a tasteless sin. Sins in essence don't have any pleasure, but there are certain sins that don't even give you fake pleasure, the likes of ghibat. Let us not further jeopardize our position before Allah. The journey resumes. We come by a river, a man sitting in this river, and he is stuffing stones in his mouth, and he's going through a lot of pain and agony. I tap Jibreel and I said, Jibreel, what is this? Jibreel says, these are those who devour interest from your ummah. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَإِن تُبْتُمْ فَلَكُمْ رُؤُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ لَا تَظْلِمُونَ وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ. You are at war with Allah. What a tragedy. What a calamity. There were very people that today devour interest have become those that are running our masajids. Those that are at war with Allah have become those in charge of our institutions. My brothers, let us stop our war with Allah, then Allah will stop the war of the kuffar with the ummah. You are at war with Allah, and you're asking Allah to stop the war on the ummah. First stop your war with Allah. Those people representing us, in the riwayat of Tirmidhi, Mishkat, second volume also, Nabi alayhi salam said, when the evil amongst you start governing amongst you and take influential positions, and they gain authority, the man who is at war with Allah dictates to the muazzin whose jannat has been secured on the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Atwalun nasi anaqa. There's no man who will have a higher abode than the muazzin, my Nabi said. And the man who's at war with Allah arrogantly speaks to that muazzin. What a change. That Nabi of Allah said, antalita al-amatu rabbataha. When usul will become furu and furu will become usul. I don't want to digress. We continue with our journey. We come to a group of people. We find Sayyidina, Nabi alayhi salam says, I see this man has a wonderful pot of food in which there is a delicious meal. And on the other hand, there is a pot of food in which there is a rotten meat which is giving off a foul smell. This man doesn't eat the tasty, well-cooked, delicious meat. And very strangely, he eats the meal that is rotten, uncooked, and is giving off a foul smell. I asked Jibreel, who is this person? Allahu Akbar. Jibreel said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is that man or woman whom Allah has given an honest and chaste spouse through nikah and wedlock. And he and she can enjoy matrimonial relations in a manner that conforms with Allah. Yet they both abandon this partner and they both turn towards an adulterer or an adulteress who is immoral and unchaste. And there is the similarity. Tasty meat, lawful meat, well-cooked meat, which is correct for you. And wallah, the first harm of infidelity, my Allah will snatch the joy from your heart when you look at your wife, even if she's the most attractive woman. Besides the consequences in akhirat and the shattering of marriages, you will look at her but there will be no pleasure. And if you will live a life of fidelity, chastity, morality, fear Allah, understanding that my desire will be exclusive to my partner, vice versa, husband and wife, Allah will give you such pleasure, Allah will give you such pleasure that it will know no bounds and no limits. My Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's sadaqah to put a morsel of food in the mouth of your wife. I always say it's not sadaqah the first week or the month, it's sadaqah as long as you love. Why do you abandon this? It is sadaqah as long as you love. You can be a dada and a dadi, you can be a granny and whatever it is. What stops you from prison? The Nabi of Allah says this action will transmit muhabbat and affection. We continue. We come by a group of people whose tongues were being cut. I asked Jibreel, who is this? Jibreel Amin says, this is that person Allah says, one and all. Those people of your ummah who are orators and who address the ummah and who lecture, yet they do not implement what they practice. Ya qawm, man azlam min wa'idin khalafa ma qad qal. Who can be a greater oppressor than that lecturer who contradicts himself by his actions? One is the lecturer, brothers, and one is me and you in our house with our own children. Many a times, like someone says, oh my son, do what I tell you to do and don't do what I do. Doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. Our children pay more attention to what we do than say. Our children pay more attention. While you're talking, he's looking at what you're doing. Of course, your words also. Guard your lips when a child is near. For children repeat the things they hear. Let no ugly tone be heard, no careless talk, no angry word. For it is a gracious sin to mar the innocent. Language vulgar or unkind leaves its mark upon the mind. So let your speech be wise and mild in the presence of a child. Nevertheless, the Nabi of Allah says, we continue. From here, the ascension takes place. We come to Baytul Muqaddas. And the benefit of journey from Makkah to Baytul Muqaddas was to combine the barakat of both the Haramain. The barakat of Bani Israel as well as Bani Ismail. Nabi alayhi salam says, we then tied our burraq outside. And I entered into Masjid al-Aqsa. As I entered, I performed two rakat salat at the Tahiyyatul Masjid. The adhan was called out. And within few moments, the masjid was packed to capacity. There was an overflow in Masjid al-Aqsa. I sat down patiently, and I'm observing whatever Jibreel tells me, accordingly it will happen. Jibreel Amin then told me, do you know who has gathered here? I answered, no. Jibreel Amin said, every Nabi that Allah has sent on the earth is present today. Nabi alayhi salam says, then the iqamat was given, the safs were formed. And everybody was patient now, who is to take on this musalla? That musalla behind whom is Musa Kalimullah. That musalla behind whom is Ibrahim Khalilullah. That musalla behind whom is Nuh Najiyullah. That musalla behind whom is Isa Ruhullah. Who is going to come and lead and stand? Al-Imam Mubamin. Nabi alayhi salam says, Jibreel came and held me by my hand. And he said, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this honor is designated and exclusively reserved to you. Today no human can stand and lead the galaxy of Anbiya. Take on the musalla and lead the Jamaat of Anbiya. Nabi alayhi salam says, I stood and I performed two rakat salah. Of course, this was a nafal salah that was performed. And it was in the portion of a night. After the salah was over, Jibreel Amin then took me and then introduced me to the various Anbiya. It must be borne in mind that every prophet was acquainted with the coming of Nabi alayhi salam. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثم جاءكم رسول مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرنه قال أقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إصري قالوا أقررنا قال فاشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين.
Just as the pledge was taken from us where Allah gathered us in the land of Saud, and Allah said, am I not your Lord? The pledge that was taken from Anbiya was, of course they were familiar that Allah is their Lord, hence they would not abandon this relation. The pledge that Allah took from the respective prophets was that you will go on the earth and you will preach my message, but during your period if my Nabi comes, then you will take on to the message of my Nabi and you will follow the Quran that comes upon him. This was the pledge that was taken from the galaxy of Anbiya. Nabi alayhi salam says, I then met first with Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam introduced himself by saying, Alhamdulillah alladhi ittakhadhani khalila wa atani mulkan azima wa ja'ala min ummati wa ja'alani ummatan qanitan yu'tammu bih wa anqadhani minan nari wa ja'alaha alayya bardan wa salama. Brothers, I have seen people that met with presidents, And I'd also been in that gathering. People of this world, what is their position in the eyes of Allah? And yet they never stopped speaking about it. And I met, not that I wanted to, but the brother told me, Marana, we're meeting with this president, join us. So I went. This is the honor of meeting with Ibrahim Khalilullah. Jibreel is present. It's in Baytul Muqaddas. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting there. Can words describe the combination of greatness in this meeting? You say head of states and delegates meeting, and you are talking high profile people are meeting, and they are having meetings behind curtains, and they are talking in the White House. What are these meetings? In Baytul Muqaddas, personalities like this that have gathered here. Subhanallah, how fortunate are you, O the land of Aqsa. Abi ablig tar al-Aqsa salami. Abi ablig tar al-Aqsa salami. Wa qul laha ma mata law qutila ash-shahidu. Oh my father, you're going to Masjid al-Aqsa. Tell the land of Aqsa and the surroundings of Aqsa, convey them my regards. And tell the Palestinian Ummah, we are with you. Our iman is with you. Our du'as are with you. He who dies in the liberation of Aqsa is wallah alive. Can we imagine the fortune of this piece of land? Ibrahim alayhi salam says, all praise belongs to Allah who made me his friend. All praise belongs to Allah who saved me from the fire and made it peace and cool upon me. All praise belongs to Allah who referred to me as one ummah in its entirety. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanita. The concluding verses of the 14 juz of the Quran. Nabi alayhi salam says, I then went to Musa alayhi salam. As I mentioned, this is the sequence of Sirat Mustafa. Jibreel Amin then introduced me to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Musa alayhi salam said, Alhamdulillah alladhi kallamani taklima. All praise belongs to Allah who endowed me with the opportunity of directly communicating with him. I spoke with Allah directly. As that man who is pursuing an illicit relation with a strange woman, he cherishes those moments with one woman who has evil in her and he is full of evil. He doesn't stop speaking and cherishing those moments. Can we imagine Musa alayhi salam had the good fortune of communicating with Allah? All praise belongs to Allah who endowed me to communicate with him. وَجَعَلَ نَجَاتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَهَلَاكَ فِرْعَوْنَ عَلَى يَدِهِ. And all praise belongs to Allah who destroyed Pharaoh at my hands and gave salvation to Bani Israel at my hands. And all praise belongs to Allah who made in my nation, وَجَعَلَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي أُمَّةً قَوْمًا يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. A nation that precisely complied to the dictates of Shariat. We then went on and we met with Dawood alayhi salam. Alhamdulillah alladhi allamani al-zabur. All praise belongs to Allah who taught me the zabur. Each Nabi is speaking about the salient qualities and the favors of Allah upon him. All praise belongs to Allah who taught me the zabur. Sakhara li al-jibal, who made the mountains subservient to me. وَجَعَلَ لِي مُلْكًا, and blessed me with a vast kingdom. وَعَطَانِ الْحِكْمَةَ وَفَصْلُ الْخِطَابِ, and Allah blessed me with wisdom and oratory skills. يَا دَاوُودُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاكَ خَلِيفًا. يَا دَاوُودُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاكَ خَلِيفَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِالْحَقِّ. Nabi alayhi salam says, after Dawood, I met the son Sulaiman alayhi salam. Alhamdulillah alladhi sakhkhara li ar-riyah. All praise belongs to Allah who made the wind subservient to me, who made the jinnat subservient to me, who taught me the language of the animal kingdom. Wa 'allamani mantiq at-tayr. The jinnat ya'maluna ma shi'tu min mahariba wa tamathila wa jifanin kal jawab. Who would comply to my every moment as I said. Wa ja'ala mulki mulkan tayyiban la hisaba fi. And Allah blessed me with such a kingdom in which there's no accountability. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam will not be subjected to hisab on his kingdom. In Bukhari Sharif, there is one riwayat. Nabi alayhi salam says, I was performing salah and one jinnat was interfering with me. Inna ifritan min al-jinni tafallata alayya al-bariha liyaqta alayya as-salah fa'amkanani Allahu minhu. While performing salah, this jinn was harassing me. I got hold of this jinn. فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَرْبِطَهُ إِلَىٰ سَارِيَةٍ مِّنْ سِوَارِ الْمَسْجِدِ. I then thought I will teach this jinn a lesson and I will tie it to one of the pillars of Masjid al-Nabawi. The children will come and laugh at this jinn and mock at this jinn. فَذَكَرْتُ دَعْوَةَ أَخِي سُلَيْمَان. I was about to do this and I thought of the dua of my brother Sulaiman. My brother Sulaiman made dua to Allah. رَبِّي هَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. رَبِّي هَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. Allah bless me with such an empire and such a kingdom in which no other human must have a share. I honored the dua of my brother Sulaiman because jinnat was part of his kingdom and I released this jinn so I don't interfere with his kingdom. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we continue from there. After meeting Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, I met with Isa alayhi salam. All praise belongs to Allah who has taught me the Injil and has favored me that I will carve a bird from clay, blow into it and it will fly. وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُمْ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ. And he could tell a person what you ate and came, and even what you stored at home, before burping, of course. He could tell a person what you ate and came and what you left at home. So all praise belongs to Allah who favored me. Nabi alayhi salam says, then they all gathered around me and they wanted to hear some few words from me. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi arsalani rahmatan lil alameen. Wa anzala alayya al-furqan. Wa ja'alani fatihan wa khatima. Wa rafa'ali dhikri. Wa wada'a anni wizri. Nabi alayhi salam says, then I addressed the anbiya and I praised Allah. All praise belongs to Allah who sent me as a mercy unto humanity in its entirety. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.